This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The final debate night in Nashville, Tennessee, between U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died and millions have lost jobs. Mr. Trump declared that the virus will go away, while Biden warned that the nation was heading toward a dark winter. Biden says President Trump does not even have a replacement for the Affordable Care Act.
He's been talking about this for a long time. He's never come up with a plan. I guess we're going to get the pre-existing condition plan the same time we get the infrastructure plan that we've been waiting for since 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Ultimately, President Trump says Joe Biden is all talk and no action.
You were vice president, along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action, Joe.
We got a lot of it done. We released 38,000 prisoners left from the...
You got nothing done.
38,000 prisoners were released from federal prison.
This, again, is the final debate between the two before Election Day, November 3rd. U.S. officials say there has been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days. AP correspondent Mike Rossio with details.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And this is VOA News.